Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Good morning, Viet Cong.
No!
Oh, no?
No, no. Oh, I don't think you watched the whole movie.
I didn't watch any of it.
Hey, guys, it's your two dads.
And I'm a dad.
And a professional podcaster.
I really am.
I am Julian McCullough.
And I am Sean.
You know what always bugs me when people go, I am called, and then they say their name. Have you ever heard people say that?
British people say that.
Oh, yeah, that's who I don't like.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm called.
Yeah.
I'm called Alistair.
I'm called Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. I'm called Alistair Awesome Blossom.
Hello. I'm called.
That's my Monty Python lady.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm Sean O'Connor. You should cut me off as I said Sean.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you said Julian McCullough.
Who interrupted you?
You did.
I'm Julian McCullough. That's Sean O'Connor.
And we are a dad.
Yes.
We are a dad and a half.
I'm going to take your picture right now because you look exactly like it's perfect cornholio.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be weird for me to tell you as you're taking this picture, but I do have TP for your bunghole.
You know, I never would have remembered that tag on my own. That's why we do it together. Yeah. That's why you need two dads.
Yeah, you need two dads.
If you're a kid out there, you only have one dad, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You need two dads.
Before we go into ourselves, I do want to take a moment of silence for, we lost a dad this week.
We did lose a dad, a big dad.
Yeah, Rocky Johnson, The Rock's dad,
mm-hmm.
passed away. And as you know, The Rock is, we hope, is one day going to be a friend of the pod. And we just want to take a moment of silence for the passing of his father.
I didn't know anything about the guy, but... The Rock seems like a pretty cool dude, so I bet he was a great dad.
I think if your son grows up to be The Rock, you did a good job.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
Or it's one of those cases where you did such a bad job that The Rock did that to spite you.
Yeah, of course. But so, I mean, like, either way, great job.
Like, I feel like Mark Wahlberg's dad definitely had to be the opposite.
I think he was a bad dad
because,
like, they never talk about
it. It seems like all based in anger.
Yeah.
All his success seems like, fuck you, dad.
Well, I mean, that's just the Boston way. You curse me with an Irish-sized dick.
And his dad is Larry Bird, right? He's everyone's dad from
Boston. I mean, they all fucked to Larry Bird.
It's so funny to think of Larry Bird being, like, a player on the road. Like bringing home ladies.
Yeah, I don't think he did. Like,
when
you really, like, I just watched this Aaron Hernandez thing, and he was, like, going clubbing and, like, looking like he was having a fun time.
Yeah.
Turns out he was just angry the whole time. But, he was a professional athlete. You can't see Larry Bird going clubbing with his teammates.
No.
No, I think Larry Bird, after the game, sat and took 500 free throws.
Also, if Larry Bird walks into a club, it's blinding. He looks like he's like a furniture salesman. Like, Larry Bird, if you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, do I buy an ottoman from you? He was not.
I think he's too ugly to be a salesman.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think truly he, like, works in the basement of wherever he works. Unfortunately, he was just so good at basketball.
I know, he's so good at basketball. I was watching that, the Detroit Pistons 30 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
The Bad Boys.
Yeah, the Bad Boys.
And
I love the Bad Boys.
I'd forgotten this. This was in the peak of Julian Loves Basketball was during that whole time.
So 1990.
Uh-huh. And I forgot about the controversy of Isaiah Thomas. I forget who started it. Somebody on Detroit said that Larry Bird wouldn't be a big – he'd be just another player if he was black.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's white, everybody's making a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And then reporters ran over – it was James Harden. Is that impossible?
Yeah, it's impossible.
Okay.
I don't think he was born.
Wrong name. So the reporters ran over to Isaiah Thomas. And they're like, so-and-so just said that Larry Bird's not that great, and if he were black, it wouldn't matter. No one would care. And Isaiah Thomas was like, nah. Like, he didn't say, like, no, he's actually great.
Yeah.
And – the whole country went apeshit because, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mean, Boston literally refers to Larry Bird as basketball Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like.
But they are saying that's race-based.
100%. But Larry Bird.
It's not a factor, but.
Here's the thing. Talent-wise, Larry Bird is still in the top 50 NBA players of all time.
Yeah, and that's saying something.
But work...
Because there's been over 300 people that have played in yeah. the NBA.
But work ethic-wise, the guy worked so hard to get himself so good. And, like, also at that point, that was such a broken down Larry Bird where...
I know.
Like, he was just, like, laying on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like, God, his back was so bad. Here's the other thing, like... Magic Johnson's just so much better than him. I never really got the Magic versus Bird thing because, like, Magic Johnson's the most exciting basketball player of all time. Like, Jordan's the best, but no one was more exciting than Magic.
I don't know about
his 6'8 point guard. Like, it was unheard of.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The guy was...
I'm not going to argue that Magic Johnson wasn't good at basketball, but
his nickname was also Magic.
Yeah, but I feel like... But Michael Jordan was basically the Jordan of basketball.
He was, but he's great, but he's another work ethic
But I thought he was extremely exciting to watch. I thought Michael Jordan was extremely exciting.
He was exciting, but, you know, magical is better than excitement.
Well, that's the thing, is Magic Johnson cheated because he used magic.
Yeah, true. He fit in more with the Harlem Globetrotters because they did a lot of razzmatazz.
Go play Quidditch, Magic Johnson.
That's a sketch. How are you dadding, Julian?
I'm dadding pretty good. Took Goldie to Philadelphia to see family. After the...
You have a hoagie?
After the... Had a hoagie and some Coke. And it was... It was fun. It was a really nice trip, and it's fun to have. Have you ever had a Nolan around like someone over 80?
No, but my mom has had Nolan around someone over 80.
Okay,
yeah.
Having a 5 or 6 year old hang out with an old person that, I mean, my grandfather is mentally still like 100%. He's great. But he can't hear shit. Yeah. So it's really funny to have a soft-spoken little kid try to explain little kid ideas to an 85-year-old person who can't hear. And it's just like in the beginning you start trying to like yell what the kid is saying so they hear it. And then you try to tell the kid, speak up so he can hear it. And then you just enjoy the show. Yeah, you can't like
– That's my literal worst nightmare is having to yell what my kid is saying. Like it's – yeah. He's saying Abba Dabba.
Yeah, that's ends up being what it is. So that was fun.
What'd you guys?
But she loved Philly. I was like, "What do you think of Philly?" And she was like, "The buildings are beautiful." And I'm like,
"Well, no, yeah, it has that like old aesthetic.
It does. Yeah,
yeah, like there's eagle flags everywhere. Just a What did you guys do in Philly?
I asked her. I said, "What do you think of the casual racism here?" And she went, "Mwah."
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I don't think enough people talk about because they always talk about how racist Boston is.
Oh, yeah.
Philly is the most racist city in America.
No. Boston is more racist than Philly.
No, it's not.
Yes,
you're upset because you're from Philadelphia and you're not ready to admit the truth, but it is.
I don't know.
All right, let's think of the most famous thing to ever come out of Philadelphia. Rocky. What's that about? An Italian guy trying to beat up a black guy.
But he loses.
He does. Because that's what would happen.
Because their dicks are so big and they're going to take all our women.
I'm just saying, like, if you're from Conshohocken, you're racist. You from Conchi? I'm really obsessed with Conshohocken right now because I was watching this Netflix show called The Circle.
Uh-huh.
And there's two people from Philadelphia, but one, Ed, has like the thickest.
Yeah.
Like where
Conshohocken is the shit.
The shit where like where your Philly accent's so strong. You don't realize you're from the north of America, like
right.
Where you have a southern accent where you sound like a fucking fiddle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like it's it's so, but every time he sends a message to the other housemates on the circle, he ends it with Conchi Squad.
Conchi Squad?
Yeah, because like he's from Conshohocken.
What's
Conchi.
The circle? Oh, is it like the real world, but on the Netflix?
No, it's better than that. It's Real World meets Black Mirror. It's
what?
It's eight people in a house that they don't
and they get all get fucked by robots?
No, they don't get to meet each other. They only communicate through this social media app called The Circle.
Okay.
And then they get eliminated.
What's the point of living there then?
Because you're playing this game, the winner gets $100,000.
Uh-huh.
And it's all based on ranking how you're doing at social media. And it's like bleak and sad. And then the. But the game itself is so fucking great because it's like obviously been created by some like malevolent anthropologist.
Yeah.
Whose like whole thing is like fucking with human beings because he changes, the game gets changed every episode.
Uh-huh.
They'll just do a new twist that's like makes these people go crazy.
Maybe. All right. Well, maybe I'll check it out.
It's really good. And some of the housemates are catfishing the other ones.
Oh, like,
yeah. They're posing as someone else. It's great. That's what. That's
everything
how I'm dadded.
You just told me still doesn't make sense to me, but I'll check it out.
That's how I'm dadded. I'm watching The Circle.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun waking her. I had to wake her up at like 4 a.m. to get for the flight back.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to drink an egg and then run up the rock stairs.
I did material for her. Because, which is like probably looking back on it, the saddest thing I've ever done. We were in the car and Popsy, my grandfather, he goes, "Look, Goldie, that's the Rocky statue." There's all these people around and taking pictures with it and shit. And I go, "Yeah, the guy holding his hands in the air, that's Rocky. He's a boxer. Do you know what boxing is?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's when you try to punch people in the face." And I was like, "Yeah, that's exactly right."
Yeah.
And she goes, I said, "You know, it's funny that look at that statue across the street. Do you know who? That's George Washington. That's our first president. And then that's Rocky, who's not a real person. He was in a movie." And then I go, and she goes, "Oh." And then she didn't laugh at all. And I was like, so I did my tag. I go, "That's like having a statue of Dory in front of an aquarium and being like, that's the greatest fish of all time." Yeah. It's still nothing.
Nothing. You're like, "All right,
let's..." She goes, "Dory's a real fish." I was like, "You're the wrong audience for this."
Well, that is my great worry, is that one day my son will not ever think I'm funny.
Yeah. That he'll get it.
Yeah,
and
he's just like
"Nah." Yeah, not for me.
Pass. I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool. It's just like when I performed at Comics at Foxwoods."
You finally had some time off.
I did.
A little bit.
Yeah,
did
God.
What'd you do with Nolan?
What did we do? I mean, we've just been doing...
Just been hanging out.
We've been hanging out. We got haircuts together.
That's fun.
Yeah, this is the first time we didn't take him to a children's hair salon. We took him to Floyd's 99.
Mm-hmm.
And like... It was amazing because you could tell his face was like, "I want to be freaking out right now." Because like the reason why we decided to do this is the last time we took him to a children's thing, he fucking flipped out the entire time. And like,
why?
I don't know. He hated the haircut. Like, I think like because it was all snipping and like he grows these like long bangs.
Right.
So we were just like, "You know what? We'll grow his hair out." And then we were like, "What are we doing? His hair is like fucking weirdly long." Like,
yeah.
It was like... He just started looking like Owen Wilson. So we were like,
"Wow.
Wow. Nothing like owning your first dog."
That's the Owen Wilson movie you go to?
Yeah, it's my favorite one, Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
Shout out to Sergio Cerna, I stole his impression. Anyway, so we went to Floyd's, and the whole time his face was just beet red. And like he was just like, I'm gonna.
But he could tell he was at a
big boy thing. And yeah. He was like looking around, and there was other adults there that were strangers. And
right.
I think he was too shy to throw a tantrum. But like they were buzzing his hair, and we were like to make it. They put it on and let him feel the buzzer to show that it was nothing to worry about.
Right.
And he was just like, "This fucking rules." So now I think he's just gonna be a hairdresser.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the coolest job in the world. You
it
get to
is.
Cut Sylvester Stallone's
you
hair.
You get to meet cool people.
Yeah. In my head, everyone...
They tell you all of their problems.
Everyone cuts Sylvester Stallone's hair once if you're a hairdresser.
Why?
I don't know. We were talking about Rocky so much. It's the only person I could think of.
We have to tell you guys about...
No, we have a wonderful guest this week.
Oh, we have a great guest.
Yeah, he's a New York comedian. He has made me laugh for years and years and years, and he's about to move to Florence, Italy.
I haven't seen him in so long, and I'm so happy you brought him in.
Yeah, he's a dad, And he's great.
He's a double dad.
Yeah, double dad. Give a warm welcome to Ross Heiser. But first, there's something we want the two dads. But first,
you were so good at segues.
I'm so bad.
You're like a cop on a segue. Yeah. You're like Paul Blart at segues.
The best at them.
Your Two Dads has been brought to you by the Daily Show Podcast Universe, a new podcast miniseries from Comedy Central. America faces a lot of problems. The biggest, not enough podcasts. Listen to the Daily Show Podcast Universe for a 5-episode series of parody podcasts featuring Trevor Noah, the Daily Show correspondents, and surprise guests. Enjoy hilariously accurate satires of your favorite podcast series like Slow Burn, This American Life, and more.
And hey, if you subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, you'll enter the podcast universe today.
Don't. We're not doing it again. I want that to be the only option. And we're back.
We're back.
This is Your Two Dads.
And like we said, we're here with Ross Heiser.
The show that Meg, my own fiance, who has been on the show today, referred to as My Two Dads.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's a confusing title that we were parodying something that had that nobody really truly remembers outside of like 2 million people.
Mm-hmm.
But has a much better title than what ours is. So
isn't
in a way, they always go to My Two Dads because it makes more sense than Your Two Dads.
It does. Does it, though? Because we're Your Two Dads. You know what I mean?
You're everybody's dads.
That's what we
want. But isn't it funny that everyone goes My Two Dads, and then you go, no, you're thinking of My Two Dads, and they go, what's that? I mean,
you know what you should be happy about? That your fiance even refers to your podcast.
I know.
By a title, even if it's wrong.
Yeah.
My wife has not brought up this podcast. She listens occasionally, almost just to find out what I'm saying about her.
Right. Well, of course.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not doing this for entertainment purposes. I want to know if you're lying about our relationship.
Exactly. Running her down, just coming on here and dogging her.
Exactly. And I'm like, no, that's what I do at work. I don't do that, Aaron.
Every once in a while, she'll quote something from one of our shows, and I'll be like, my stomach drops because I'm like, oh, you're listening. Oh, you are listening. You just never talk about it.
Oh, that's bad that she's just never talking about
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
Because then she's just building up like this like dossier of.
I know.
It's the pan.
I mean, the least she could do is rate and review on iTunes.
Please, like, and you all of you should do that. So, Ross, you're a double dad. You have two kids.
I'm a double dad. That's right.
Man, I'm loving this string of double dads.
Double dads.
So, how did it happen?
You really want me to
I mean, like, you don't have to go into all the details, but like, were you trying?
He loves having his winky stinky.
I like dipping my wick, you know, and don't like profos, so what are you gonna do?
Are you gonna do? By the way, gotta credit Meg for stinky winky. That was that's a Megism.
Yeah, it's real disgusting.
Like it.
It sounds like a Robert Crumb comic book.
Want to know the way she said it?
Nope.
Hey.
Go on.
She said, "You trying to get your winky stinky?"
You're like, "Not now."
She literally used it in the worst way that you would want it used.
You want me to gnaw on that thing?
I know.
That's what my wife says. No, she doesn't. Why? I'm not. Sorry, Eric.
I told you that Meg is a sailor from the 40s, right?
Yeah. I've seen your Instagram post. I think you have actually said, she curses like a sailor and she kisses like a saint. And our asshole winks at me sometimes. I've seen your Instagram post. And I've done some punch up.
Okay, great.
Or punched out, who knows?
So, Ross, you're a double dad.
Yep.
How long have you been married?
8 years.
Okay.
Been married 8 years.
Where'd you guys meet?
New York.
Like, can you be more specific?
That's as much as I can say. That's all I can say.
Oh, is she in the CIA?
No, what? This is over. We met through a mutual friend at a party.
Mm-hmm.
I was really like high and sad at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was at my friend's party.
Good combo for meeting people.
I know, right?
It actually,
I was slaying it.
I will say, every how I met Aaron, I was just sad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You will meet your wife when you're sad.
Sure, totally. And yeah. She's like,
because you're
look at this poor pup kind of thing, you know? So I was sitting in a corner
Gosling
of a party.
Gosling has those eyes, man. You ever notice that? I think that's what it's mostly about.
The pup eyes?
Ryan Gosling has, like, they're turned down. Like, yeah, they're so sad all the time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Pleading.
And then he talks like a gangster gaze. From Florida.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, the combo. Yeah.
So you're okay. Sad at a party.
At a party.
I'm sitting in the corner of a party just, you know, being like, fuck this. I want to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
A friend was coming, and he was like, you got to stay.
Open micer?
No, a friend from college.
Okay.
And he was like, you got to stay. I'm bringing girls. I was like, I don't give a – yeah, I'm not going to talk to any women. I can't, you know.
Also, that guy is never bringing girls.
No.
The guy that's like, I'm bringing girls. Don't leave. Yeah. Always shows up alone.
Yeah. Because when he says that, he's like so optimistic. And then he's like, now to find some girls.
And he rubs his hands together.
Walking around parks like, who wants to go to a party?
Yeah. My buddy Ross is sad. He'll be there.
Yeah, he's a real downer. Stop what you're doing. Come meet this guy. So he did, in fact, bring girls. And one of them apparently had, like, seen me at an open mic and wanted to meet me. And that was, like, a big – this was all being orchestrated unbeknownst to me. And she came over to talk to me, and I didn't really feel like talking. But she was like, yo, check out how hairy my legs are. And I was like, that is an opening line I've never heard before.
You're like,
I was
am
intrigued.
I too high? Or did she really say that?
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, oh, man, that's so furry. It's weird. It was a weird – creepy.
Were they really hairy?
I mean, you know, she.
They like, were. Were they like visibly hairy?
No. I mean, she thought that she was like a mammoth, you know. And I was right. Like, that ain't shit, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, you feel these legs.
Yeah.
And then you married another girl at the party.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like, I can't talk to you, weirdo. Her legs are smooth. So yeah, we just like hung out and talked, and then I like. I wanted to get out of there still. I went to the bathroom and I was like sucking myself in the mirror. I'm like, you got it. You can't leave without asking for that girl's number. You got to go.
You said sucking myself.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom sucking myself off.
It's how you build confidence.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, I'm so good at both of these things.
You know what's even more impressive? You know, the only thing more impressive than being able to suck your own dick is to be able to look in the mirror while you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's a real contortionist trick. Oh, yeah. No, I was
it's
hanging
crazy.
From a
shower. You got to have a hand
curtain.
Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So,
you're psyching yourself off.
I'm sucking
Dirk Diggler-ing.
I'm sucking myself off, just trying to get trying to get my blood up, you know?
It sounds like a Russian dude trying to say an American slang. So I go to the bathroom to suck myself off, you know, get
you
ready
know,
to talk
you know,
to ladies.
Like you do.
So I'm all sucked off, and I walk up.
And I went back out there. And she's waiting. She's like, oh, I got to bounce. Here's my phone number. Call me sometime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
she
had already, she didn't need to be psyched up.
She was light years ahead of me. Yeah. She already knew what was going on. And I'm trying to be like, I'm going to do this. But she was already doing it.
She's like waiting for you to come out of
she's
the
like,
bathroom just
this?
So she can give you her card and leave.
Yeah.
She's like, what is this guy doing in there? What's the slurping sound? Yeah. And the groaning? And sounds like porcelain's being broken.
I've never understood. I don't think our show needs to go on these tangents too often, but I'm sorry. But, like, what's the appeal of sucking yourself?
I feel like
if I were great at it, I wouldn't do it.
I think we're at a point now where people don't come here for parenting advice. And they genuinely do come here to find out what the appeal of sucking your dick is. I think way more people who want to suck their own dick.
It would be so hard that it wouldn't be enjoyable.
I think at best it would be disorienting.
You know what I mean? I think it would be the worst blowjob of your life.
Yeah.
Both parties.
Yeah.
Your mouth and your dick.
Yeah. You're cramping up, you know, you're locking down.
Yeah.
No, you don't want any part of that.
Wait, what's this? If going down on each other is 69, what's going down on yourself? 11?
No.
What would that be?
I think it's a zero.
It's a zero. Yeah.
It's a straight up zero. More impressive is if you could get your go down even further and lick your own ass.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
That
yeah.
is cool. No one ever talks about
now
that.
Now that I would do.
Yeah. Come on.
Forget stuck in my dick. Yeah. I want that ass.
Then of course you're gonna spit, right? So you spit. And then you're sad.
Of course.
Sad at yourself. You're like, oh, you think I'm gross?
But anyway, so you meet your wife.
Playing
how
the
long?
Jack.
How long does it take to get married? Pull the trigger.
3 years.
That's a pretty good time.
That's pretty good.
3 years.
I think that's a sweet spot.
We moved in together after like a year, and then lived together for a couple years, and then you know everybody's like, "What are you doing? Is this gonna happen?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you went to Brown, right?
I did.
That's Ivy League. That's Ivy League right there. Moving in after a year.
Yeah.
Because you know each other enough. See, you could tell I'm a college dropout because like after a month, I'm like, let's move in with each other.
Yeah, you're like a lesbian.
Yeah. Let's bleep that just for Julian's career.
They make that joke about themselves all the time, that lesbians meet and they're immediately ready
like
to move in together.
Second date.
Yeah.
Lesbian second date is moving in together.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's a fun.
You should.
That's my joke.
Ross said it.
Don't bleep it.
How? And this was in New York. Did you ever leave New York?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, we've. She's born and raised in New York.
Oh, okay.
I've lived there 15 years. So.
Does she know Woody Allen?
No.
He's a famous dad.
Yeah.
One of the greats.
I can bring anything back to fatherhood.
Yeah.
Get him on the show, huh? So how do you marry?
What's it like having a kid in New York, though? Because
it's awesome.
It's
great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of museums, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, other than the apartment being smaller,
that's the only issue.
That's
like,
the issue.
Yeah,
right?
like you know, any other living situation in New York, just the space management is the issue. But like being just kind of a lazy guy who doesn't come up with a lot of plans for things, like
right.
you don't know what we're gonna do on a Saturday, and I'm like, the Met.
Right.
Let's just go to the Met.
Oh, yeah. You get to go to cool things on a whim rather than here.
And you look great, but you're just like, I didn't even think about this for 5 minutes, and let's just do that.
Right.
Yeah. So that's nice. I like living in the East Village. It's like there's a lot of like hidden green spaces and stuff like that around New York.
Yeah.
And your living room is outside your house, you know? So there's just – you're always going to run into friends and see people, and it's great. I love having kids in New York.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, but yeah, that's the thing with in L.A., and I guess other places too. Like, entertaining children here is like you either do something really fun or something like – like way too fun for a random Saturday, like the zoo
or
like,
Disneyland. Yeah.
Or you do something for adults.
Right.
It's just like, oh, yeah, well, check it out, Ozma. They reunite after 20 years. Can babies come?
Hey, here, there's a poker room behind this Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, like what do you do in LA for fun with your kids?
I mean, it's like outdoorsy stuff. Is like, but we also, we'll just like go to the mall sometimes and, you know, eat out and, I don't know, go downtown, walk around. I don't know. It's downtown. Mostly park stuff.
Parks are great. Mm-hmm. And they have some of the best ones in New York.
Yeah. We do flea Spanish markets. Parks. We like flea markets and
I like that
stuff
idea.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I should
do
that. I think we got very scared off because when he was a baby,
He didn't have any money,
and like he was making us
broke
like
all the time.
Like you got to the ticket booth, and he was like, "So guys," and you were like, "Oh, this is awkward."
We took him to
like again.
Yeah,
we took him to a farmer's market, and like he got.
Oh, I think this is one
so hot. He was like sweating and turned red, and he was like 5 or 6 months old, and we were just like, "Oh no, like,
yeah.
What do we do?" And then we just went inside, and air conditioning fixed him.
I had chicken pox when I was like 5, and my dad was like, I don't care. This is when I go to the racetrack. So he brought me to the racetrack. And
now you have horse pox.
Yeah. And I remember sitting out in the sun with chicken pox is probably the worst thing you can do.
Oh,
I don't
definitely.
Think you're supposed to be exposed to the
so
sun.
So many horses died that day.
And he was like, you sweat it out. And yeah, I just remember that.
Honestly, I do think there is some merit to sweating things out.
But not chicken pox.
It's not going to be how I parent, but I do think there is some merit to sweating out, right, like flu.
Oh, sure.
Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's one.
Man, yeah. When a fever breaks and you sweat, it's like the best feeling in the world when you've been like sick for 2 days.
Yeah, it's so much better than when a gravy breaks, I'll tell you that much. Because then it's all watery. I can bring anything back to fatherhood and gravy.
So how old are they?
5 and 1.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I don't know why I thought they'd be older.
Little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little
baby.
That's great. Kindergartner. Yeah.
And you say you're moving soon.
That's right.
Tell me about that. Sean. Tell me.
Okay. Sean, cover your ears. I don't want you to hear this.
I put on headphones
of this show.
We're moving in 2 weeks, actually. We're moving to Italy. We're moving to Florence.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, you hate it in New York, so it's going
to
be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to get out of that great place.
What's in Florence doesn't have any museums.
None whatsoever. I don't know what I'm going to do for art for this kid, you know?
Florence is mostly... all I really know about Florence is the steak. It's apparently really good there.
The Seanest thing I've ever heard.
I know, right?
I went to see a urologist about a vasectomy.
Uh-huh.
Just to like, what's this about? Because we had a third pregnancy scare.
Uh-huh.
In September, and we were like, are we gonna have a third kid? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then my wife was certain that she was pregnant. And we discovered we definitely do not want to have a third kid.
Okay.
It was like, you know, the worst.
It wasn't like good feelings.
No. It wasn't like, well, this is unexpected, but what an adventure. We were both like mourning our lives like all day long.
New York City is great. Three kids.
No, I
is
mean, we
like,
got,
whoa, dude.
We got two kids in a one bedroom.
What are you, a Trump?
This, yeah.
Like, you can't have.
You need to be a millionaire to have three children. Absolutely.
Unless you're related to a beetle, forget it.
We can only get into vans now all of a sudden.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, like, I know. You can't even like do regular like cabs and shit. Yeah. Forget it.
No. We were really, really bummed and then found out it wasn't happening. And it was great. It was like we came back from the dead.
Yeah.
So I inquired after a vasectomy. And I was like, well, I'm leaving. We're moving pretty soon. So I don't know if the time frame is right. And I told him that we were moving to Florence. And I've only seen one urologist. I wonder about urologists if this guy was representative because he's like, silver maned and tanned and kind of like, you know.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Very yeah, he's sleazy like, looking.
Let me look at that pee hole.
He's like, I love dick and balls. That's what I decided to dedicate my life to, baby. You got good vans. Those vans are really popping out. Like that kind of thing as he's fondling my
flip
scrotum.
It and snip it. Let's...
Yeah. He's like, hey, we can do this now. Let's do this. I'm like, whoa, bro.
I don't even need scissors. I'll do it with my teeth.
That's for free. We don't got a bill insurance for this, my friend. This is between you and me. So then he starts like, he was an American guy, and he started like busting out Italian. I'm like, I have no idea. I was speaking Italian. I know what you're talking about.
Who's speaking Italian?
He was speaking Italian.
Because you said you were moving to Italy. Yeah. All of a sudden, he's like, buongiorno!
Parli Italiano. Sì, non
capisco.
He's
probably one of those urologists to the mafia, you know, like when they get shot in the dick in a fight.
Yeah, 100% like gold bullhorn pendant necklace, like that kind of thing, you know?
Well, I kind of like that.
It is. I mean, it's a good
look.
It's pretty
badass.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Julie, are you still doing your urologist character in New York?
the person you're describing, slick back silver hair with a fucking gold necklace, is like, this doesn't sound like a real person anymore.
I think it was a patient who was there.
He doesn't just not sound like a urologist. He doesn't sound like a real person.
Not even a real human being.
Yeah, he had two really large incisors.
Yeah. He had one long nail.
8 feet tall.
His eyebrow connected to his back hair.
So he said, you can
so
get
this done?
He started
speaking Italian to me. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm not there yet. I don't know what's going on. And all I want to talk about was the steak. He's like, I love
it. Oh, really?
Florence. Yeah.
So it's a real thing.
It is. I mean,
okay.
Two people.
A
fake urologist and Sean. Yeah.
Oh, is that where Outback Steakhouse started?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. That's right.
That was the first one.
The Tuscan Outback. That's right. Sylvia, my older daughter's name is Sylvia, and she always like, you know, she calls me in like, you know, her hair's on fire, and she's like, you got to see this joke on Garfield that just happened. Like, rewind it 10
seconds.
She's
not wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad she did.
And Jim Davis is 10 for 10, man. I'll tell you.
I'm taking notes, you know? Yeah. Like, but yeah, it's I'm not interested in the same things that she is. I'm interested in her.
Yeah.
And I like to hang out, but I'm like, you can just replay this Garfield joke over and over again on your own, and I'm gonna.
Hey, when you got your wife second the pregnant time, when you got her pregnant the second time, did you know when you fucking hit it? You were like, I made a baby.
Yeah, that was a baby shaped one.
that felt like a baby coming out of my dick.
Why did that hurt so much?
Ba-boom! That's what I yelled.
Splat. It's like when you drop a huge boulder in a river.
Oh, I splooshed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I splooshed it.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't a real question. I don't expect you to be like, oh, yeah.
I was about to say, oh, yeah.
Five and one. I was that exact same age difference from my sister.
Oh, yeah.
But she wanted almost nothing to do with me.
Sure.
So that's sure. You're very lucky that happened. I don't want people at home thinking this is the perfect plan.
Because it can easily
go the other way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It can. Yeah, I have 5 years or 6 years between me, my brother and I.
Yeah.
But yeah, knowing you and your sister, I could see why she would be a little bit annoyed. Like, you're like, well, let's read some Babysitter's Club books. It's like, can we listen to the Bangles again? She's like, no, just take the cover into your room and jack off.
Like, literally, yeah, I know, right? Literally, I'd be like poking my head. She'd have her friends over. I'd be poking my head and being like, did I hear my name? They're like, no. Absolutely, you did not hear your name.
This fucking little Ace Ventura.
Have you guys heard of Guns N' Roses? What do you think about Florence? Have you done any, Rosetta Stone or any kind of...
Not a thing.
Research?
None whatsoever.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Really? That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Not sure.
That's so cool. Probably a lot of walking, I'm assuming. A lot of walking around?
Yep.
Does your wife speak Italian?
Going to ride a scooter? No, she doesn't. None of us speak Italian.
And is your daughter going to go to an American school there, or
it's an English language school? It's an international school. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's gonna learn Italian.
She's gonna learn Italian. Like the school does Italian lessons. My wife is fluent in French, and she took some Italian in high school, so she'll probably like.
They share something.
They share shapes.
Yeah, shapes, and I mean, they're both Romance languages?
They sure are.
Yeah.
That's right.
I failed Latin. It does me no use. You can't speak it, and I don't know it.
You do great in Florence. I should bring you with me.
You know what they say about failing Latin? It's the same as passing Latin.
Say that?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Because it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah,
that does make me feel better. My great regret. They were like, oh, it's going to add 200 points to your SATs. Then I failed. I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna get this. If anything, I know less now.
What? This is so exciting. No one has been in the situation that we've interviewed. Are you scared at all, or are you like just excited? I would just be excited because I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
Answer honestly.
I'm mainly excited. I mean, I'm not scared, but like I'm gonna miss New York. You know, like I've been there 15 years, and we got we got a good thing going. But we would have to get out of this apartment at some point, and so looking at like staying in New York and what a different apartment would be like,
you've been at the same apartment for that long?
We are in the same apartment that.
Oh my god! I was going to ask how you
same apartment
swing it, but it's because you've had rent for 10 years.
We have rent for 10 years, and we have really high ceilings, so we have just been building up and up and up nonstop to make room for these kids.
Right.
Yeah. So like.
Hoarding. You've been hoarding.
We've been hoarding. I got all our baby shoes and I got all my cum rags and
save them.
Yeah, you got to.
That's the New York rule.
You never know.
I don't know why Bloomberg passed that law, but you got to save your cum rags.
That's a writer's rule, right?
Throw away
your cum rags. Is that what it is for writers?
Is there a worse feeling than when your wife is like, quick, give me 70 cum rags, and you're like, and you don't have them?
Yeah.
I got 65. I shouldn't have cleaned up yesterday. I'm sorry. But no, I mean, we've been looking at apartments. The apartments there are beautiful. Like the quality of life is going to be very different and very nice. And I'm excited.
I don't know if you've heard, but America is the greatest country.
Yeah, I have one tip for any family who's moving to Italy for any amount of time. do not let Armie Hammer stay. He will take advantage of your children.
Oh, I didn't see what that movie was, but I'll go a different one that I saw. Do not let Matt Damon become best friends with your kid, because he will kill him with an oar.
Yeah, I also saw that movie.
That ship has already sailed.
Yeah, what are the apartments like in Florence? Old? Oh,
I mean, yeah, old, like, you know, timbered ceilings and terraces and a lot of sunlight and
is it
fancy tiles and
is it cheaper the days. Than cheaper than New York?
Yeah.
Because I've watched some international house hunters, and the houses are so fucking awesome. And then they're like, yeah, it's like $1,800 a yeah. month. I'm like, to live in Madrid?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds way better.
We're going to live in the city, but we were also just checking out some houses to see what that was like. And it was like, you know, a big house with a pool and a big garden for like the same price as our one-bedroom apartment in the East Village. That kind of thing.
Yeah. But the Met. So it sounds like you're going to have to get an Italian job.
Oh.
Hey, from the movie?
Isn't that just sucking your own dick? You know you love yourselves, Italians. Sound off in the comments.
Actually, it's getting a hand job from Mark Wahlberg is called an Italian job. I am conflating all of the cities in Italy with Florence right now. I have no idea what. Florence doesn't have water, right? That's Venice.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I think they killed a pope, maybe.
They killed a pope?
I don't know. The Medici's, didn't they kill a pope?
You say it Medici's? Man, you got to start.
Medici.
Yeah. I don't think you would go to Italy and be like, the Medici's?
Yeah. I'm going to slay it. Yo, where are those Medici's at?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's Florence in like relation to like Sicily? Sicily's at the boot. I know that.
That's right. The boot is kicking Sicily.
Yeah.
Is how it works.
Yeah.
It's a long ways away from there.
Yeah. It's more in the it's a like, farm country.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like halfway between Rome and northern Italy.
Could basically. You have gotten one of them dairy farms? One of them their dairy farms?
Break into the creamery business.
Yeah.
The Italian creamery business.
Over there. It's not a joke, all right? If somebody asks you who's the boss, it's always Tony Danza. It's never Judith Light. They'll get really upset if you say Judith Light.
Yeah, it's very important to remember that.
I thought it was Mona.
Huh?
Mona was kind of the boss.
Angela, Samantha, Jonathan.
Is that your Tony Danza?
Yeah. Those are all good punches, every single one of them.
You got to close it with Jonathan. Yeah. Jonathan.
I never watched that show.
Don't. It was never good.
Yeah.
It was like good because you're a kid, and then you watch it again, and you're like, oh my God, this is fucking terrible.
But meanwhile,
a brand new life.
Meanwhile, your sister and her friends are in it. You're like, you gotta come in here. Yeah. Tony's doing something hilarious.
Yeah. He doesn't
look like he's the boss on this one.
He's really giving it to Jonathan. You gotta see this. Now, Mr. Belvedere, that one stands up to the test of time. I feel like it is true
because Bob Uecker's on it.
Uecker's
always
enough.
Funny.
Yeah.
I know everyone already knows this story, but you know that they had to stop filming for 2 days.
Yes.
Okay.
I know why, but you share it. We've never talked about
I
it.
I don't know the story.
It's not a personal
Mr.
story.
Mr. Belvedere sat on his balls
at a table read.
He injured himself so badly that they couldn't film for like 2 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
He sat down really quickly at a table read, sat on his balls, mm-hmm. passed out.
Oh, really?
He passed out.
So bad?
Yeah.
My dad passed out one time.
From sitting on his balls?
Close.
So, like,
from sitting on Mr. Belvedere's balls?
So no, to, like, a strange lady sat on his balls.
He would need to, like, pendulum swing his balls out from under himself before
I don't
he sat
know.
Down.
When I hear about these stories...
I think he I haven't seen every
he
episode.
He has a really small tank.
I like how Sean has an answer for this. Like he's a ball doctor.
Yeah.
But he no, I am. I have an answer for this because I also have a girthy lower half. And like you have legs and you have a butt and you have a fat taint. Sometimes when you sit down too fast, your balls do need to flap out because it hangs out over. So
it looks like you sit and you go like this.
Yes, you hump the table.
No, my dad was ice skating. We were like ice skating for Christmas or something in Philly, and he saw this lady about to like fall in a very dangerous way. Like she was gonna fall straight on her back, like you know, legs kicked up kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he was right next to her. So as a my dad's a, you know, one of those guys, like a chivalrous guy. He tried to catch her, and she landed on top of him, and her tailbone crushed his nuts into the ice.
Oh no.
And he passed out, and then he came up and sat next to me in the stands and just kind of like with his eyes closed. We didn't go to the doctor back then. Like it was like this is the 80s and there was no insurance and it's like you just don't go to the doctor. And his balls swelled up like
he went to the track.
He did,
the track.
He sweated it out.
Get me to the track.
I think he actually did go to the doctor because he got really scared. But his balls swelled up. My mom was like, "You can show him, Bobby." I was like that age where you don't want to see your dad's dick anymore.
Sure.
You know, 26.
We should certainly unpack that sentence.
So, but my mom was like, "You got to show him, Bobby." So he showed me, and I'll never forget. It was in the car. And
while he was driving.
No, he was in the passenger seat. It was so weird that he was driving, that he wasn't driving. It was like a very visceral experience. So anyway, he pulled his pants out, and I saw, and it was like he had one giant ball, like they were so swollen. It was like his sack was like tight, and it was black and blue, and he was fine after that. But it's amazing what the human body can be like. This is fine. It'll be fine when you're like, holy shit, your arm is off.
Fuck, man.
You know.
So don't crush your balls.
Do not crush your balls.
All right.
How do we talk? Oh, Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere. Yeah, that's how he got there.
Yeah.
It is also just so strange that when you have an injury like that, like after the pain does go away, like I remember I broke my leg playing baseball. And like I just thought I like maybe like messed up my knee a little bit. So I like went to my fantasy football draft with a broken leg. Like I was like dragging it, going like, "It's fine." Then I got an MRI and they're like, "Yeah, it's broken." And they didn't give me crutches because it was like a hairline fracture, but it was like fucked up. And I just got used to the pain and just walked around with a broken leg, and I played baseball like 2 weeks later.
You also did that with your broken hand. You just were like, I guess I'm operating with a broken hand.
I'm going to have arthritis, which is the most dad thing about me, even though I have a kid. I'm going to have arthritis, and I know it.
Yeah.
Knowing that is like so fatherly.
It is. It's it's almost old-timey.
Yeah. What's the most dad thing you've ever done?
Have you developed any new habits that are like you are just old dude stuff?
Well, I mean, the mustache.
Yeah.
I have a mustache now.
It looks great.
And that definitely is a dad innovation.
And I hate to tell you this, but it suits your face.
It looks good as hell.
Yeah.
I look like Tom Selleck, baby.
Did your dad have a mustache?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So what was your dad like?
You know who had a mustache?
Not around.
Mr. Belvedere, who sat on his balls
That's
one time.
That's right, yeah. I'm trying to become Mr. Belvedere.
Your dad wasn't around?
No, I mean, he was, but he worked a lot, like that kind of thing, you know? Yeah. So
I'd
see him like
late.
A little bit in
strong,
the evenings.
Strong, silent type.
Yeah. I'd see him a little bit in the evenings. He'd be like, "Don't talk to me.
Yeah,
I've been working," like that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
You know? So yeah, cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Like didn't learn much.
Good dude. Yeah.
What were you working in New York?
I was. I worked for years for a rich family.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
That's awesome.
Like helping out around the house, kind of thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, overseeing construction projects and
for real.
Yeah,
like you were like their kept man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
that's amazing.
I was.
Did you ever put?
You were their Mr. Belvedere.
I was Mr. Belvedere.
What the fuck?
I know. My whole life has been leading up to this moment.
Did you ever have to, like, help the man into his evening robe?
I wish.
Like James Brown after he's done dancing?
I kept asking, and the answer was always no. They just wouldn't.
You're like, just so you know, I'm cool with robe stuff.
Yeah, I got it right here.
I got some really good robe action.
I'm always going to have this robe on hand. You gotta.
There's like a 4-minute scene in this movie, A New Leaf, that Elaine made.
Oh, God, that's a great movie.
It's such a great movie.
Yeah.
But the scene of like his valet? I think.
Varlet?
Valet. Varmint?
Yeah, a varmint. Yeah. His butler putting on his robe. It goes on forever. I'm like, man, that looks so fun to have some guy just like dress you for sitting around the house.
What's A New Leaf?
It's great. Oh my God.
Is
such
it new?
A good movie. No, it's from like 1972. It's Walter Matthau and Elaine May. It's romantic comedy.
Oh,
it's
fantastic. Cool.
About like a super rich guy who loses all of his money and has to marry a super rich woman. And then he's like, "I don't like her." So he's just going to murder her and take her money.
Whoa.
Well,
it's a comedy?
Yeah, it's super funny.
He's so odious that the only person he could hope to find to marry him is like the most, you know, socially awkward, like doesn't leave the house kind of rich woman. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like the socialites want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, right? And she's, my God, Elaine May is so good at it.
She's so funny.
She plays like a, what is a flower?
She's like a botanist.
A botanist, yeah.
She's obsessed with ferns.
Why did you help him? I wanted to see what he was going to say.
Well, I was going to say ornithologist, but that's birds.
Yeah.
But she's a botanist and she's just obsessed with like flowers. Like that's like the only thing she truly cares about.
Her dream is to identify a new species. Like, yeah, that's her life's
awesome.
Work.
She's like Mike Drucker.
Yeah,
but instead of
with a secret level in Mario, or the female orgasm.
Well, you won't have a lack of rich, stylish families to work for in Florence.
It's a possibility.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, they might want to. You know, a handsome American house dad.
Well, speaking of Italian cuisine, I think we should do our food test.
Yes, we haven't done this in a while.
We haven't.
We're going to do a baby taste test.
Did we ever come up with a fun name for this?
No.
Ross, we want to come up with a fun name for our, we taste test baby food to tell adults if they should eat it? I'm not even sure what the point is.
I think that, we're not trying to tell adults that they should eat it. We're just alerting adults what they're giving their children.
Right.
And what we will be eating today is Earth's Best organic turkey quinoa apple sweet potato homestyle meal puree. What it is basically it's a play on a Thanksgiving dinner for babies.
Got it. The only thing, let's see, on the picture, as far as the picture goes, the only thing that makes me nervous is the green beans. I do not like green beans.
Green beans.
And if I know anything about economy,
apples,
capitalism or whatever, that's definitely the most accessible food on this picture is the green beans, I think.
Sure.
This is going to have an overpowering green bean flavor.
See, the thing I'm most worried about is, and this is just from previous...
Global warming?
Yeah. Global warming. I mean, like, I'm worried that I'm going to taste this. It's not going to matter because we're all going to be eliminated. No, it's the turkey. Because I don't remember if you know, remember
pureed
when we,
turkey.
Yeah, when we had the pureed beef.
Oh, yeah.
And how it stayed in your mouth for a week.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's what I worry.
That's going to cling. That's a tongue clinger.
Yeah, have you ever tried baby food before as an adult?
No, only dog food.
Have you eaten dog food?
Yeah, I have.
Why?
It's
my worst nightmare.
I had a friend who wanted to make a short that involved the character eating dog food, and I was like, okay, I'm game. And then he never actually added to the thing, so... I think he just wanted to watch me eat dog food. I'm not even sure there was, there wasn't even a memory card in the camera. He's just like, oh yeah, keep going.
The lens caps on.
Was it James Spader by any chance?
Is that what that movie's about?
Something.
Dog food lies a videotape.
Yeah. What does it taste like?
Oh, it's horrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it would just kind of be like crackers.
Was it?
It is like crackers, but it's like real greasy.
Yeah,
so it was gamey. Was it dry?
Yeah, it was. I had a little bit of
wet. You can't eat wet dog food. Are you fucking kidding?
I had a spoonful of wet, and I was like, I'm out. That's it.
Oh wow! And your wife is like, and you don't eat ass.
Well, if your ass tasted like dog food, maybe I would.
Okay, you want to try it?
Yeah,
let's try it.
Let's do it.
Okay, this is for a 3-year.
And then, this is level 3. It's for 9 months and up.
Oh, 9 months. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's us.
I smelled it. Well, let's do a smell test.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not excited about this.
Yeah, this
kind of smells like dog food.
It doesn't smell
I'll tell you that.
I will say there are similarities between baby food and dog food. For me, like, I find them both to be gross.
I don't really smell. It doesn't smell like food. It almost smells like wet cardboard or something like that to me.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be incredibly bland, is my guess.
That's my hope.
Yeah, I think it might just dull your senses.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
You can go first, Ross, as you're... Oh, and there's the aftertaste.
The aftertaste I don't mind because I could identify the aftertaste, which is sweet potato. on mine.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Not me.
No?
Yeah, yours was just...
Huh? Mine is Ross's turkey. Wife's ass.
I love you, honey.
What's your
initial like,
reaction?
This is what you did on your last night in L.A.?
Yeah. What? We talked about you.
Yeah. It's like he said, you're moving to Italy. You got to go to L.A. and see your friends one last time. And this is the cherry on top. It's, you know, bland at the outset, but the texture is like squicky.
Squicky? So, I've never heard that. Is that a word?
It's squicky. It just, you know, squicks you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you define squicky?
It's when you're squicked.
Yeah.
It's when you get like mad squicked.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what I thought you meant.
What's that word for when you use a word to define its own word? It's, when you squick it.
So, like, no taste at first, mm-hmm. kind of chunky puree texture, and then, I don't know, turkey rind at the end?
That's not
like,
a thing.
Like the skin of the turkey?
I think it's
like
interesting.
The crust of a turkey.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of interesting that we all had separate aftertastes, which means this isn't mixed up.
Well, that means it's organic or whatever.
It is organic. I'm going to take another taste.
I just said that. I was like, let me get back in there.
I feel like I taste the turkey very strongly, although I'm not eating meat, so maybe I'm sensitive to it.
Yeah.
I thought it smelled weird. It tastes, the flavor is a little stronger than I thought it would be because the smell was so, like, faint.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I were a child, if I were like a baby, I would maybe not be into it. I don't think there's enough going on.
Here's why I think if I was a baby, I would be okay with it. As an adult, I'm not. Like, I think mm-hmm. that initial taste was kind of very quinoa heavy, like quinoa.
Without
any of like the interesting ways to make quinoa,
like butter.
Yeah, they'd need to butter that quinoa. but I think why a baby might like it is there is enough sweetness from the apple and sweet potato that would keep them coming back for more. Because I've had two tastes now.
I bet this is extremely healthy.
Yeah, 45 calories.
That's not. Well, I mean, I look at the back.
I have five of these a day. I'm good.
It actually doesn't have that much good stuff for you.
What are you talking about? Water, great.
Protein, 2 grams.
Potatoes,
a lot of potassium.
How am I supposed to lift if I'm only getting 2 grams of protein from my sweet potato pack?
Yeah, I. Here's the thing. I like doing this because it's a funny idea. But then when I taste it, I don't like this idea.
I know.
And I'm the one who's always like, we should eat baby food.
I would like to know what the most popular, from the companies themselves, like what are your top sellers? I'm wondering what babies like the most.
Well, berries? I feel like.
I assume that, but you never
berries,
know.
Berries, bananas, that'd be my guess.
I think any of like the fruits, the fruit medleys always will work. Like any straight fruit, I think will work. I also don't know if sales makes them the most popular with babies.
You don't think so?
Because like, babies
rarely make purchases.
Yeah, well, also when babies are eating this kind of food, they're not talking yet. Like they're not like, I like.
Oh, so
yeah. Well, no, my son was eating full chickens by the time he said his first word. He was like a 1950s strong man.
Well, good luck in Florence.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Very exciting.
Do you have any shows in New York you want to plug or a farewell tour?
You did mention earlier, and she should get some fucking credit for this. What's your wife doing over there?
She's an editor with UNICEF.
UNICEF.
Yep.
So she's a saint.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. She's out there, you know, doing good work, saving the kids. And
that's great.
Just kind of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just giving massages.
You're saving your own kids so she can go out and save all the other kids.
That's what I'm gonna.
How do you like that?
I like that a lot more than what I said.
But I do want to talk about this a little bit because I was talking to Ross off mic about this, and he was telling me Florence has a comedy scene, or he's going to continue to do comedy.
I'm gonna check it out. Now, I've done a little bit of, you know, I've looked into it just a little bit, and it looks like what I'm dealing with is like once a month expat open mics where it's, you know, musicians and poets, and I'll be like the one guy, yeah, you know, working on his 10-minute set.
Italian comics are like, you got to do it every month if you're going to get better.
But I think what's interesting about going to a whole new country is you do have a ton of, like, backup material where you can just
use your old stuff.
I got 15 years of jokes that don't work.
You got 15 years of East Village centric material.
That's right.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
I will be at, I'm not ready because I have dates in February, but they're like one night, or they're not like clubs. So,
but why don't you plug it so people buy tickets? Don't you want people?
You know what I'll do? Okay.
Well, you want people to see you.
Go to julianmccullough.com. I'll put these dates on there, but I'll be in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I'll be in Cincinnati. And one other place that I can't remember right now, all in the same weekend, February 27, 28, and then March 1st.
Wow.
So,
Wait, it's a leap year. Are you skipping the 29th?
Wait, what? Really?
It's a leap year. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, no.
Are you performing on a Monday in the Midwest?
Or I got booked for a leap year date. I don't know.
They don't know.
I bet there's a joke. There's a joke here that I'm not smart enough to make. I'll be doing that, and I'm also doing a charity show in St. Louis. It's a huge like charity event. Like 2 years ago, Bill Burr did it, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's like legit. So I'll be, and that's the second week in February. So, you know, go to juliamccullough.com.
What's it for?
I think it's a kid thing.
Yeah.
I think it's for kids.
Did they raise too much money 2 years ago, so now they've got to you?
Yeah, exactly. They're just giving me a bunch of the money that they overraised. They're like, we just need to avoid taxes on this.
And as always, I have nothing to plug outside of this podcast, but I'm begging you all to rate and review.
I read a few of them today. It felt really nice.
Yeah, everybody, people write really nice things about this podcast, and it actually makes my life better.
Yeah.
When you do that. And
we have 200 and something reviews. We need way more.
Yeah, we need so many more.
So get
so
on,
please.
There.
And if you like us, tweet at us
and
ask us questions.
What's your social media?
At Ross Heiser.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have been to Florence or lived there or whatever, just fucking
give me the
tweet at Ross, because this guy is he's flying in blind on this thing.
I got no preparation whatsoever.
And use hashtag that's a spicy meat tip.
Okay.
But
that'll be a fun crossover.
The only thing I do know is
going, I'm sure.
It's like, I'm confused. Is this the self-sucking tip?
Forget, you're going to be in Florence, so you're going to get to see like the Mona Lisa like
that's
every
right.
day.
Yep, you know? Come see me.
So that's really cool.
Yeah,
the Mona Lisa famously in Florence, Italy, and not the Louvre,
not Paris.
Paris.
Yeah. It sure is.
You'll get to see, you'll get to see a lot of women who look like Mona
there
Lisa.
There you go.
I'll see a lot of women named Mona Lisa.
Yeah, Mona Lisa.
I'm going to meet a lot of Mona Lisa.
Get over here with your no eyebrow having ass. You fucking five-head piece of shit.
Oh, is she smiling or did she just fart? Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week when we'll have The Rock.
The Rock will be here.
All right, goodbye.
That's right, Charles the Rock Dutton.
Yeah.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.